Be pleased to attend a while. I hope to give you all content. This very song will make you smile. 'Tis of a fencer brave and bold, adorned with rich embroidered gold. This bark in pomp and rich array, from London rid with right good will, that he young lords might learn to play all sorts of weapons by his skill. And wheresoe'er this fencer came, the drum and trumpet blazed his fame. This huffing fencer, fierce and stout, to Gloucester city did repair, and for a sign he then hung out a sword of grand defiance there, the which a farmer did espy as he by chance was passing by. The jolly farmer, brisk and bold, as soon as he the sword beheld, he cried, "What is there to be sold? What is your room with rapers filled?" The valiant fencer did reply, "I come my valor here to try." With that he did his raper shake, and said, "Let whose will here arrive. I do a noble challenge make, to fight the stoutest man alive." The farmer said, "I'll answer thee, if that you dare to cope with me." The fencer cried, "You sorry slave, here by this rapier in my hand, I'll send thee to thy silent grave. Against my force no clown can stand." "It shall be tried," thy farmer cried, "I value not your huffing pride." Next morning they a stage prepare, the drums did beat and trumpets sound, right joyful tidings to declare, this gallant traced the city round, dressed in his shirt of Holland fine, with sword which did like silver shine. The stage he mounted brisk and gay, and eke the farmer straight likewise, to whom the huffing spark did say, "Of you I'll make a sacrifice. This work in short I shall complete. You should have brought a winding sheet. No more of that, but let's fall to. I hope to make my party good. And ere this world I bid adieu, who knows but I may let you blood." With that he cut him o'er the face, and thus began the spark's disgrace. But when they came to quarter staff, the farmer banged the spark about, which made all the spectators laugh, and with huzzas they all did shout. He made his head and shoulders sore, he ne'er had been so thrashed before. Thus did he fairly win the day, which put the fencer